Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the esteemed company of Kate English, director with Deloitte and favourite daughter of County Tipperary. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with a President Biden? He's set to ban the internal combustion engine, or the car as we know it, from 2032.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, the Biden administration finalized the United States' toughest limits yet on planet warming emissions from passenger cars. And it was a controversial bid to accelerate the nation's transition to electric vehicles. So what was it? It was the Environmental Protection Agency policy, its most far-reaching climate regulation yet, which will see automakers ramp up sales of electric vehicles and while slashing carbon emissions from gasoline-powered models, which account for about one-fifth of America's contribution to global warming. But unlike last year's proposed rule, automakers will not need to dramatically boost electric vehicle sales until after 2030. So that is the change from last year's rule.
Have you ever driven in America by any chance, Kate?
I have not, no. I
was in America 2 weeks ago, and the huge gas-guzzling trucks going along the freeway is just nuts. So that's going to be a huge change if they suddenly become quiet, gleaming machines over the next decade or so. That'd be a big, big change. I'm surprised that the auto industry don't push back. I suppose they will push back, won't they, with lobbying?
To some degree, yes, they could possibly push back. And we are seeing that across other countries as well. Like, this isn't a shift that's just happening in the US. We're also seeing it across Europe too. And I suppose that is where there's a role for more plug-in and hybrid sales as well to come through. And that we are seeing that in addition to all electric vehicles, that plug-in hybrids have proved most popular amongst US consumers, which is probably similar to what we're seeing here in Ireland and in Europe.
So not full electric, plug-in hybrid. So you plug in at night, but there is also an engine or a motor in the vehicle. Is that it?
Yes, I am no mechanic.
Okay, right.
And cars are definitely not my forte. But yes, my understanding of it is that there's a mixture.
Now, let's move to the world of retail. Ted Baker may have been placed into administration this week, but things are far more rosy for the clothes retailer Next.
Yeah, so Next is often seen as one of the bellwethers for your UK consumer. And what we saw yesterday was the chief executive, Simon Woolson, coming out saying that they posted a 5% rise in their annual profits last year, but that they were also keeping a 1 billion profit target for this year. And that was their first time that he said that they were positive about the outlook for the UK consumer. And it was the first time in quite some time.
Been dodgy over the last 2 years, hasn't it?
Exactly. So there was positive changes included. We've seen a rise in wages over in the UK and faster prices and zero inflation, though, specifically within the group's own products. So this was quite a change from what they had been saying in years previously. But of course, there are risk factors still within that. A weakening jobs market and consumers in the UK having to navigate that higher mortgage interest environment as well.
Yeah, which we will be talking about a little bit later on. He also mentioned the fact that they get a lot of their stuff shipped from Asia through the Suez Canal. And of course, there have been attacks on giant ships there in the Red Sea.
Yeah, so as what we've seen over the kind of past 6 or 7 months, there has been a rise in attacks in the Red Sea following the conflict with Palestine and Ukraine. And this is impacting sentiment when we look at global supply chain logistics. And Next had cautions that in January their sales growth could moderate because of some of those shipments through the Suez Canal and those attacks that were taking place in the Red Sea.
Okay, let's move to Reddit. I don't use it that much. Perhaps you do, Kate, but it's certainly very popular for people who kind of have a very specific hobby, and then there's a Reddit post for whatever they want.
Yeah.
They listed their price on Wednesday at around $34, and it started trading yesterday. How do they get on?
So yesterday was a real test for investor interest for IPOs, because it's been a really challenging 2 years. Initial public offering, exactly. Yeah. It's been a really challenging 2 years for the launch of IPOs, given the wide-ranging economic environment that was there. But what did we see? Reddit posted they opened at $47 a share, which was up from their original IPO launch or expected launch at $34 a share. It did dip a little bit after trading initially began, but then it rose to over $50 a share as the day went on.
That's about a 40% jump.
Yes, and I think it even climbed it slightly higher before the end of closing as well. And I suppose what's always really important when we look at an IPO is there's a number of elements behind that. It's the equity story, the growth story that is central to it. But it's also, can that momentum and sentiment continue over the next few days and not just in that initial opening day?
Yeah. On the wider macro picture, Kate, we heard from two big central banks, the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve. They're not cutting rates, but they did give us hints. And how much wiser are we as to who will jump first and when?
Yeah, so this week we had, as you said, the UK make a decision and also the States with the Fed. The UK decided to hold and the Fed decided to hold. So similar to what we saw in
That's
the ECB.
It's not a shock. No.
It's not a shock. But what was really positive out of it is that the Fed were very strong in saying that they were still expecting 75 basis points of a decrease this year. And that they are still looking at, we'll know a little bit more in April and we know a little bit more and more in June. So very similar to what we saw come out from Madame Christine Lagarde in the ECB only 2 weeks ago. So all eyes and markets are still now focused on June. And at this stage...
For all three of them or for the Fed and the ECB?
Potentially more for the Fed and the ECB.
Yeah.
I think they could move first. And again, as we said before, that you wouldn't have thought that from the ECB only a few months ago.
6 months ago, you would have said Fed definitely first and ECB potentially last.
Exactly. But we have seen that inflation rate come down a lot quicker than many people would have anticipated, including the ECB. Wage growth is a concern for them and something that they are looking at. But certainly all eyes are now on June.
Yeah. And what's your best bet? Would you think ECB quarter basis point in June?
Don't push me for a definite answer. June, potentially, or September.
Okay, because a lot of people on trackers, they'll be waiting with bated breath for this because they've seen their mortgage costs soar over the last 2 years. Kate, thank you so much for coming in. That's Kate English, a director with Deloitte.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.